The privilege of prayer. The power of prayer, we can learn that prayer can provide forgiveness from God, peace, strength, healing, and wisdom from God. But the privilege of prayer is not available to all who pray. We might be praying, but do we have the right to pray? Prayer is not a privilege for those who will not listen to God's word. Proverbs 28:9, it says, "He who turns away his ear from listening to the law, even his prayer is an abomination." 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 and 4 says, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires, and will turn away their ears from the truth, and will turn aside to myths." If we will not listen to God, why should he listen to us? Those whose sins separate them from God. Sins can separate us from God. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 1 and 2 says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not so short that it cannot hear, that it cannot save, nor is his ear so dull that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear." This also happens to those who will not seek God's forgiveness. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." If we reject God's forgiveness, can we expect him to listen to us? Prayer is not a privilege for those who fail to treat others justly, who fail to consider the poor. Psalms chapter 41, verse 1 through 3 says, "For the choir director, a psalm of David, how blessed is he who considers the helpless. The Lord will deliver him in a day of trouble. The Lord will protect him and keep him alive, and he shall be called blessed upon the earth. And do not give him over to the desire of his enemies. The Lord will sustain him upon his sickbed in his illness. You restore him to health." Prayer is not a privilege for those who fail to forgive. That is known in Matthew chapter 18, verse 21 through 35, which is an example of the parable of the unforgiving servant. If we will not treat others justly, how can we receive God's mercy? Prayer is not a privilege for those who pray without faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him." Asking with doubt in your heart just guarantees failure. James chapter 1, verse 5 through 8 says, "But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to you all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But he must ask in faith without any doubting, for the one who doubts is like a surf of the sea, driven by and tossed by the wind. For that a man ought not to expect that he will deliver anything from the Lord, being a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways." If we doubt God, why should he answer us? The privilege of prayer is not for everyone. It is a blessing given to those whose hearts are with God. If we want the privilege of prayer, then we must be a faithful child of God through obedience to Jesus Christ, a sinner with a good and noble heart seeking after truth and righteousness.